Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 79 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mist. 70 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mist. 70 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mist. 72 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 72 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Clear. 72 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Clear. 77 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 77 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 81 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy. 82 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Clear. 84 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Clear. 84 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 84 degrees. Node 27339 connected to WAUM VHF.
The ETHOS reflector will have a net beginning in 5 minutes. Please stand by. As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting ecr.radio/logs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is ecr.radio/logs. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign and only your call sign to 716-317-9050. Net Control will be notified of your check-in and they will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in and outs. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone number is 716-317-9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 82 degrees.
All right, that's better. I guess I should ask again. I just had to restart something there. So, all right, let's try this one more time. I was going really good. I was on that too. Good evening, everyone. This is Scott in GP in Jamestown, New York. YouthNet is taking the summer off, so we thought we would take this hour and do a USO Quest Roundtable Net. We have several coasters here, and we will be looking for questers. Tonight we have K2CMT, Daryl, KC5ZX, and myself, Scott, and 7FGP. Now, if you haven't signed up for the QSO Quest and like to earn some contacts that go towards certificates, you can go to ecr.radio/quest. Click on the register button and sign up. After that, you'll get a contact awarded for each QSO with designated coasters, and the coasters are also listed on the Quest webpage. Again, tonight we're going to do a roundtable net. We will take five coasters at a time for short QSOs and then pass it along to the next coaster. After all of the QSOs, you can log all three contacts on your log sheet, and the coasters will approve it. So the important thing to remember here is we're not taking in and out check-ins, and we'd like you to be registered as a quester to participate in tonight's net. So with that, let's go ahead and get some check-ins. I just need your call sign twice and slowly. Please call now. All right, let's go ahead and see if we have any check-ins. We do have one text check-in. That's Dean in Comac, New York, KE2IPJ. Let's see if we have anybody out there listening on the radio. If you'd like to check in, just need your call sign twice and slowly. Please call now.
Victor Kilo 4.
And 0 CKV.
Hotel Tango Echo.
And 0 CKV.
Come from Victoria Point.
All right, well, let's see. We have Mark there in Plymouth, Minnesota, N0CKD. Good evening, Mark. We have Tom in Victoria Point, Australia, VK4HTE. Let's start at the top of the list here with Dean in Comac, New York, KE2IPJ. Well, good evening, Dean. Are you out there?
211710.
Well, good evening, Dean. And so, well, I'm going to start it off here, and then I'll send it on to Mike. But my question for you is, what is or what was your favorite TV show? Over to you there, Dean.
That's an easy one. My favorite television show of all time is called The Prisoner from 1967 with Patrick McGoohan. It's about a secret agent that resigns from his job and wakes up in a mysterious village, doesn't know how he got there, and doesn't know why they want him to go, and takes place there. That's my favorite show, The Prisoner.
Oh, yeah, I remember The Prisoner now. I haven't seen that one in quite some time, though. A lot of those shows that you can watch on some of the classic TV channels out there. But I'm sure I can find episodes of The Prisoner. When you first said that, the first thing that came to my mind was The Fugitive. A little bit different, I think, there. With, I think David Janssen was in that. Anyhow, let's see. I'm going to send it back to you one more time, Dean, and then I'm going to pass you over to Mike. So, Dean, anything else that you would like to talk about tonight?
I always like to talk about music, but I'm willing to talk about anything, nothing in particular, but I'm just happy to talk. So anything anybody can ask or say is fine, and I'm happy to listen. Over.
All righty, Dean. Let me do a quick music question. Who is your favorite artist or group? Over to you.
I have two, the Beatles and a band called King Crimson. Back to you.
All right. Yeah, you know, the Beatles, you can't really beat the Beatles there at all. And King Crimson, it's a familiar name, but I'm not sure about it. Well, Dean, I'm sorry. I'm going to send you on over to Mike, and he's got a question for you. And don't forget to log me in there. So K2CMT, so take it away there, Mike.
Thank you, Scott. I'm glad you get to talk with Dean, because I was going to admit to him that I remember The Prisoner. I must have been a little bit too young, because if I tried to watch every episode, I stayed confused from the first episode all the way through the show. And I don't think I ever figured out what was going on in that show. But my question to you, Dean, is it's a two-parter, really. Do you presently live in your home state?
Yes, I do. I was born in New York, and I live in New York. And by the way, no one ever figures out The Prison. One of the most confusing television shows ever made. Back to you, Mike.
Well, thank you for that encouraging word. I don't feel quite as stupid now as I did at the time I was watching it. So New York is your home state. The second part of my question to you, Dean, is when you think of New York and your home state, what is the first positive thing that comes out in your mind?
I live on Long Island, so I guess the first positive thing I think of when I think of New York is the east end of Long Island outside Montauk and how beautiful it is out there. That's the first thing I think of. I don't really generally think of the city or anything like that. I go right to the rural areas. Back to you.
Well, Dean, I can commiserate with you a little bit. I think of Long Island. I think of Montauk as well, but for a completely different reason. I'm a Boston Whaler fan. And I've owned a couple of Montauks, which is a model that Boston Whaler makes. Thank you for being with us this evening. I'm going to hand you off now to I'm going to send you out west to Lubbock, Texas, and to our friend Daryl, KC5CZX. Take it away, Daryl.
Oh, good evening, Dean. KC5CZX, Daryl here in Lubbock, Texas. Now, I'm a proponent of building your own all-star node. So let me ask, have you ever built your own all-star node?
Good evening, Daryl. I'm actually very new to this. I've only had my license for about 2 months, so I haven't gotten very far with that type of thing. I'm just using a Yaesu transceiver with a roll-up antenna, and I bring my handheld to work, so when I'm at lunch, I can speak to people occasionally outside. But I'm so new to this, I have not gotten that far yet. Back to you.
Well, good deal, good deal. There are plenty of them out there to choose, but as I said, I am a proponent of build your own, and you can go to ecr.radio/K. I have CZX and look at a parts list that I've made up for all different kinds of nodes, All-Star and DMR. So I'll pass it back over to Scott and for the next one in the list. KC5CZX. Have a good evening, Dean.
Thank you, Daryl. Dean, let's see. Let's move on down the list. And the next one we have is Tom in Victoria Point, Australia, VK4HPE. Now, Tom, are you signed up for the QSO Quest program? Over to you.
Yes, VK4 Hotel Tango Echo returning. Yes, I have. Making, I think it's 5 contacts or whatever it might have been, and I must admit I have been a little bit, I wouldn't say lazy, but not organised enough to keep up there. I heard your invitation this morning. I said, well, here's a good chance to get some more contacts and see how we go. I've just got the connect over now, and dear idea. And well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've made 8 contacts here. Over.
All right, very good. You should be on your way then to another certificate after tonight. So, well, Tom, my question for you tonight is, what is or what was your favorite TV program? And I imagine yours are a little bit different than some of ours over here, but maybe what some of our TV. I know, I don't think I can recall watching any Australian TV. Well, yeah, I have watched some Australian movies, anyhow. Anyhow, Tom, over to you. What's your favorite TV program?
VK4HQ, my favorite TV program. I must put it down to it's English shows. I enjoy watching a lot of the English produced shows, and the one which I like the most is called New Tricks, quite a comical police show, which all I can say, it is comical. I do not believe it in the real world that any of our people who enforce the law are these people. Over.
Well, I'm going to have to check that one out. We do watch a lot of English shows, so my wife does. And I know that she's watched some of the Australian detective shows. But anyhow, Dean, I'll send it on over to Mike, K2CMT, so I'm going to break. And Mike, over to you.
Finally, timed out. Tom, this is Mike, K2CMT. How are you this evening?
Yeah, BK4. Mike, yeah, very good. I don't know if we've spoken earlier, but yes, it's going well. Beautiful day here today. It's Saturday the 8th, and it's at the present moment 10 minutes past 10 on Saturday morning. It's supposed to be our winter, so it's a really cold area. I think it's at the present moment about 16 degrees Celsius. So that would equate to 60 degrees Fahrenheit. So quite enjoyable, my friend, and yourself. And could you pass over the call sign of the first person I was speaking to there? Over.
The first person you were speaking to was, let's see, was that Daryl? Let's see here. No, that was Scott, N7FGP, Foxtrot. I was going to say God. And Paul. Peter, Paul, and Mary. Foxtrot GP. QSL?
Foxtrot, okay, enter. Got to be, okay, yeah, I can fill out. I just had my 81st birthday last week, and I'm slowing down there, over.
That's okay, and my call sign is Kilo 2 Charlie Mike Tango, K2CMT. And about 10 years ago, I was in your neck of the woods. How far are you from Port Douglas?
Port Douglas, way up north. Driving wise, it would take me about 16 hours to get up there. Over.
You must be way down near New San Wales. Is that right? Port Sydney. Tom? CK4HTE. Are you still with me, Tom?
This system, I'll put it down to the internet. In my KDH, I live in a retirement village, and sometimes the internet is very suspect. So if I'm dropping in and out, it is a technology problem here, over.
Understood. Now, I got the base station there in Fort Douglas. That was my first encounter with the Great Barrier Reef, so I do appreciate your country. My question to you is, when you think of your home state or home area there, what's the first positive thing that comes to mind?
Sorry, I didn't quite hear the question. Can you hear, please?
In your home state, where you are in your Providence there, when you think of it, what's the most first positive thing that you think about your home state?
Sunshine state. Always the weather is, as I say, perfect one day and better the next. A lot of mining happens here, and the whole state is revolving our beachfront type living, so over.
Well, that's a good positive to have on your mind. Thank you for being with me. I'm going to hand you off to my buddy Daryl, KC5CZX from Lubbock, Texas. Take it away, Daryl.
Thanks, Mike, and good evening, Tom. KC5CZX, Daryl, in Lubbock, Texas. And my question tonight is, have you ever built your own All-Star node? Go ahead.
KC5CZX, this is Victor Kilo 4, Hotel Tango Echo, returning. Yes, I have, and it's what I'm talking on the present moment. With a pie star and the cap on it. And it took quite a fair bit of getting going, and I will admit I had to get people's knowledge and assistance. But yes, it is. We're talking about it. I'm talking you through a Anytone 787 radio into a node there, over.
Outstanding. I always believe that if you built your own, at least you know it goes wrong. So, Mike, there I too have been in your neighborhood many years ago, back in 1988 when I was in the military. We stopped in at Perth, and they opened up a theater for us there to watch the movie Top Gun. Go ahead.
Not a bad movie either, and Perth, by aeroplane, it's about a 9.5-hour flight from IQDH, so on the other side of Australia.
You're quite a bit of distance, but I must say I loved your country there. It was fun. I had lots of fun while I was there. So I'll turn it back to Scott, KC5CZX. Go ahead, kind sir.
All right. Thank you, Daryl. And Tom, thank you for chatting with us tonight. This is Scott in 7FGP in Jamestown, New York. And next on the list, we have Mark in 0CKV. Good evening, Mark, and how are you tonight? My question for you is, what is or what was your favorite television show? So, Mark, over to you.
Good evening, Scott, Mike, Daryl, rest of the net. Believe it or not, my favorite TV show is The Andy Griffith Show. And it's currently on TV 3 hours worth every weekday, and I love watching it.
You Mark. I have that one tuned on pretty much every day. So it is a great show. I love Dan Knotts. I think he's hilarious. A couple of my favorite movies he was in was The Reluctant Astronaut, of course, and Ghost and Mr. Chicken. Those are two of my favorites there. So I'm going to send it back to you one more time, and then we're going to send you over to Mike. So anything else for me there, Mark?
Well, the unfortunate part about it is that they're constantly running reruns. But even with the reruns, I still love watching it. I don't have anything else for you tonight.
All right, Mark. I'm going to send you on over to Mike, K2CMT. So, Mike, take it away.
Good evening, Mark. I see you're from Plymouth, Minnesota. Is that your home state?
Yes, it is.
Then the second part of my question is, that being your home state, when you think of Minnesota, what's the first positive thing that comes to mind?
That's easy. Land of 10,000 lakes.
Well, I can understand that answer, being a boater, avid boater myself, and a fisherman. I'm not a catcher, I'm just a fisherman. But yeah, my home state is Kentucky, and the park system in Kentucky is outstanding, and that's what I think about every time I think of my home state. And the land between the lakes is one of my favorites. Anything else on your mind tonight, Mark?
K2CMT, no. I don't have anything else.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us on this Quest.net and hand you off to my friend Daryl down there in Lubbock, Texas, KC5CZX.
Well, good evening, Martin. KC5CZX, Daryl here in Lubbock. And my question for you this evening is, have you ever built your own All-Star node? And we'll also include, say, your own DMR hotspot.
Good evening, Daryl. And Daryl CKV for ID. No, unfortunately, I haven't built either. I currently have a M1KE, which I'm in now, and coming in on All-Star.
KC5CZX. Well, one of these days, I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to check out one of those things. They seem to be rather popular along with the clear notes, even though I've had one or two of them come to me for repair, but they're fun to play with. So what else is on your mind tonight? Anything good?
Well, I saw the Spider-Man movie today. It's kind of interesting show. A little long, but interesting. And that's about it.
Well, you know, Mark, I work at a convenience store, and I've actually seen customers come in all dressed up to go to that movie. They either just came from it or to it. So it's getting to be rather popular and interesting. So we'll turn it back over to Scott, KC5CZX. Have a good evening there, Mark.
Thank you, Daryl, and thank you, Mark. This is Scott N7FGP in Jamestown, New York, and this is a QSO Quest Roundtable, and we're looking for some more check-ins. So we're looking for some questers that would like to get a contact tonight. You just need your call sign twice and slowly. If you would like to check in, please call now.
N2ZVN. N2ZVN.
KTON, Kilo Delta 2, Tango Oscar White.
4 OSU, got 4 Ohio State University. In and out.
K2AP. K2AP.
All right. We got a few check-ins there. We have Joe, K2AP. Hey, Joe. We have Tom in Rocky Point, New York, KD2TOM. We have Alan there in Kendall, New York, into ZVN. So, Alan, and my question for you tonight is, what is or what was your favorite television program? So, Alan, over to you.
Oh, good evening, Scott. Sorry for the long pause. He had to wait for a word from the sponsor. All the time and the ID and all that junk. Well, I go with probably my all-time favorite, and I would have to say the original Star Trek series. With my family, growing up as a kid in the mid-60s, that was a Saturday night thing. We'd all sit around the television and watch Star Trek, and we did that for seasons upon seasons. And it was funny when I met my wife. Guess what? She loves it too. So we have the entire original series, Next Generation, and all that. We'll sit down when we have time. But, of course, now she works and I work. There's no time. That's okay. Retirement's around the corner. So I just have to say the original Star Trek series is my favorite.
Oh, yeah, Alan. I like that show, too. We used to have the entire Next Generation all on video cassette, so it's been a while since we started that collection. But I understand that they're getting ready to make a new series, a new Star Trek. It doesn't follow the timeline quite as much. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, my wife, the Star Trek, I don't know what you want to call her, everything Star Trek, she mentioned something about that and said that there was rumors to that fact. So we have just finished all of the Next Generation ones, and I think Deep Space Nine is the one that follows that. That I'm not sure. I never had gotten into that at that point. And, as a note for those that love Star Trek, Ticonderoga, New York, up at the top of Lake George, not only is it a beautiful country, but they also have the entire set, a recreation, and a lot of the original artifacts from the show. We went up there and just totally enthralled with it, the accuracy of it. Great time.
Alan, that's very cool. Yeah, I think Deep Space Nine was the one that followed Next Generation. I need to catch up on the, I think it's called Brave New World, where they follow Captain Pike around. Anyhow, Alan, I'm going to send you on over to Mike, K2CMT. So, into ZBN from N7FGP. Thanks for talking to me tonight. And Mike, take it away.
Well, good evening, Alan. And let me advise you that the proper term for your wife is Trekkie. She's a Trekkie. And my wife was one, too. And I can remember the very first formal gift that I ever gave her was a neatly wrapped operations manual for the USS Enterprise. It had everything detailed out, schematics, electrical systems, the whole nine yards. So I know where you're coming from, buddy, when you live with a Trekkie. And my question to you is New York your home state?
Oh, yes, sir, it is. And good evening, Mike, first off. Yep, born, raised, and probably die here, too.
Well, we'll skip over that last part. That's going to come soon enough for all of us. But tell me, when you think of New York, what is the first positive thing that comes to your mind about your home state?
Oh, that's an easy one. New York State has got quite a diversity of, I don't know what term you'd want to use for the land, everything from prairies to mountains to lakes, and it's wherever you, whatever section of New York you go, there's a ton of beauty there. And I'll tell you, we're still exploring things. I want to get down to the Adirondacks and explore some of the caves, and there's a lot of them to be seen. So, it's all the nature stuff, of course. Never been to the city, don't ever care to go there, so, but, yeah, I love the country. It's beautiful land.
Well, I know what you mean. My sister lived in Syracuse for, 25 years, and her husband was at the Upstate Medical Center there, in GYN man. But I got to travel through western New York to get to her, of course, when I was, and I did a bus ride one time when I was about 12 years old, I remember. And that was the longest trip I ever took. But it was a very beautiful state, and I was just back up that way for the western New York meet and greet here last month, and it's still a beautiful state. Thank you for being with me, and I'm going to hand you off now to Daryl down there in Lubbock, Texas, KC5CZX.
And good evening. KC5CZX here in Lubbock. And the question for you this evening, again, is have you ever built your own All-Star node or digital hotspot?
Well, good evening, Daryl. Oh, absolutely. All-Star. No desire for a digital hotspot. I love the sound of All-Star, you know, analog. It's just clear, natural sounding. Yeah, but several of them. That's what I'm on right now through my repeater. And I have another one I put together, just kind of a goon-sound one. It's a portable repeater. I'll take camping and whatnot because, boy, got to have access to that East Coast reflector, you know. All-Star nodes.
Oh, good deal. Bill, I got a couple of those made myself. I'm on our little hotspot repeater here at my home, QTH, and I've got a second one made up for another location. And I've made up a little tiny node that I can take with me in my car. It's quite fun to play with. And speaking of the Star Trek series, kind sir, I have all of the Star Trek original series on DVD, and Strange New Worlds is the one that you before. That's the one that's next. And there's Deep Space Nine, and don't forget about Voyager. So, anything you got for me tonight?
Yeah, thank you for filling me in on the blanks. We got, my wife and I got some catching up to do on these series. And I have, the original and the Next Generation and all of the movies on DVD. And that's typically what you'll get for, or Father's Day, things like that, is the movie sets, which is fantastic. I just wish we had more time to actually sit down and watch it.
Yeah, I hear you there. Well, my daughter got me the whole DVD set for the original series for Father's Day, so I've been watching it. So we'll turn it back to Scott and have a good evening. KC5CZX.
All right. Well, Alan, thank you for checking in with us tonight, and you have a great evening. So we're going to move on down to Tom in Rocky Point, New York, KD2TOM from N7FGP. Good evening, Tom. And my question for you is, what is or what was your favorite television show? Over to you, Tom. Yeah, I didn't watch many of the Transformer shows. I did watch, I think, one or two of the movies. And my kids, I think they were just in the age period where they just missed it. But they were never really into the Transformers either. So, you know, I watched a lot of other shows that Transformers wasn't one of them that they liked to play them. Over and over and over. And so there's a few shows out there I can recite by heart, but Transformers isn't one of them. Might have to catch up on some of those. Tom, anything else that you have for the net tonight before I send you on over to Mike?
Pretty much all I got. Once again, thanks for having the net and helping.
All right. Well, that's awesome. And thank you for participating with us tonight. So, KD2TOM, I'm going to send you over to Mike, K2CMT. Over to you, Mike.
Thank you, Scott. KDT2POM. I might be able to remember your call sign, Tom. I'm not real good at remembering very many, but that one might stick with me. Tell me something, sir. Is New York your home state?
Sure it is. Born and raised here, and made some silly moves on my with my first marriage. Moved down to North Carolina for a while, and found out the hard way that was a really bad idea, and got rid of the marriage. We'll say it nicely that I got rid of it, and came back to New York, and now on my second marriage, which is far better than the first one. So I'm glad to be back in New York, but also not glad because of how expensive it is.
Well, Tom, I can commiserate with you a little bit. I'm working on number three, third time's charm. But I'm surprised you went to North Carolina and you didn't come back with a Southern accent. That's hard to believe. But tell me, Tom, when you're thinking of New York and your home state, what's the most positive thing that comes to mind immediately?
I think for me, the only positive thing is maybe the sense of home, because this is where I was born. So, you know, it's probably the only kind of, you know, this is where I belong kind of feeling from being in New York, whether I hate it here because of the cost or not, it still gives you that home feeling.
That sense of familiarity, I think, is what you're looking for there. Let me tell you something, Tom. When you get in that traffic jam Monday morning, think of those positive thoughts on your way to work. KD, I'm going to hand you off to KC5CZX, Daryl, down there in Lubbock, Texas.
Well, good evening, Tom. KC5CZX, Daryl here in Lubbock. And my question for you this evening is, have you ever built your own All-Star node or digital hotspot?
I have not built my own All-Star node or hotspot. The only thing I've done is I currently have an APRS digipeter running, and I've also for a short time had a Winlink hotspot, or however you want to call it, the Winlink server. I had that set up for a while. I ended up taking that down because nobody really used it, so I switched back over to the APRS digipeter, which seems to be working fantastically. I had that set up on a Raspberry Pi, and it's in here standalone, working great all by itself.
One of these days, I'm going to have to get into that. I found a VHF APRS board on Amazon to play with, and I think I'm going to see if I can get thing going one of these days. But, yeah, you live in New York, and I understand your gas prices are high. I don't know what part of New York you live in, but you got an interesting set of people up there. That's all I can say about it. So anything else you got for me tonight?
I think that's pretty much it for me. Just glad to be here and hanging out and having a chat with everybody.
Well, Tom, you have a good evening, sir, and I'll pass it over to Scott. KT5CZX.
Well, thank you, Daryl, and thank you, Tom. We're going to break with KD2TOM. This is Scott N7FGP in Jamestown, New York. And we're going to move on down to Joe in East Islip, New York, KQAP. Hey, Joe, haven't heard from you for a while. How are you doing? And my question is, what was your favorite television show? So, Joe, over to you.
Hi, good evening, Scott, and good evening to the net. Yeah, well, I heard we were together on Monday with what was it called again, the Night Shift, which was a heck of a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I tell you, my favorite television show, I would have to say, was Star Trek, like so many others said today. Definitely my favorite. Back to you, Scott.
Yeah, that's over there on Monday. The days start to run together for me sometimes. But, Star Trek is a classic show for sure. And there are a lot of different variants. But now there's one that I've seen, and for a long time I think it was only on the Internet. But now I've seen it, I think, on television, regular television, called Enterprise, I think was it. Have you heard of that one?
Did you say it was called Enterprise? I've never heard of that one, no.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was called Enterprise. And like I say, I think it started off being an internet-only show, and then I think it got picked up. And I've seen it listed, but I haven't really watched it. It's just one of those things I haven't done yet. But, well, lots of shows out there I'd like to see. I just don't have time to sit down and to watch them. So, I think they are making a new one. I did hear something about that, but I don't really have the details on it. Maybe I should look that up. So, Joe, anything else? How are your projects going?
Something. I finished the amplifier, and I'm really enjoying it. Not using it now, not working on it, but using it. It's back in its case, and it's in my music room and not in the shack. So fantastic. A lot of fun. All the projects are great fun, but really enjoy them. And, we could just talk about Star Trek a lot, but I don't want to prolong too much. But, I was thinking about the pilot episode with Christopher Pike and living in a virtual world. Very interesting. So always a pleasure speaking to you, Scott. Back to you for K2AP.
Yeah, you know, I always loved shows where they kind of went retro there and had the Captain Pike. I think by that time he was the Admiral Pike. And it was always interesting. All right, Joe, I'm going to break with K2AP, and I'm going to send you on over to Mike, K2CMT. So, Mike, over.
Good evening, Joe, K2AP. We're finally able to talk to each other and hear each other. We spend a lot of time on the 20-meter and the 40-meter nets trying to talk to each other, but we're usually doing sign language in the Zoom room. So it's good to have you here tonight, Joe. My question is, and I'm sure New York is your home state, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Mike.
Well, can you tell me, when you think of your home state, Joe, what is the first positive thing that comes to your mind?
Well, there's a lot of positive things. Great place to live. But I would say the history that's here. Like Tom just checked in at Rocky Point, and Rocky Point is kind of one of the birthplaces of radio. And David Song, RCA Corporation, a lot of things like that. So there's a tremendous... I live very close to the Gold Coast over here with all the mansions from you know, the Great Gatsby period. Tremendous amount of history. Back to you, Mike.
Well, I presume the Tesla tire has something to do with radio. Can you get permission to put a antenna on top of that thing?
You broke up a little. Can I get permission to do what?
Can you get permission to put a VHF antenna on top of a Tesla tire?
Maybe, but I can't afford one anyway, to tell you the truth. To see the Tesla truck, I think it costs like $1 million or something. I don't know. But, no, I don't see why you can't, but I don't know if I'd want to. There's all kinds of electronics and things. But before I forget to tell you, Mike, also, your signal was great on Thursday. You were bombing in over here. Back over to you.
Well, I was having good luck out there today. I've reconfigured my antenna system a little bit, and I'm going to try to keep it right there through Saturday morning and see how it does on 40 meters. Good to have you here this evening. I'm going to hand you off to my buddy down there in Lubbock, Texas, Daryl Casey, if I ever spit it out here, KC5CZX. Take it away, Daryl.
Good evening, Joe. KC5CZX, Daryl here in Lubbock. And my question for you this evening is, have you ever built your own all-star node or your own digital hotspot?
Nice to meet you, Daryl. Good evening. Yes, I've built at least four of them. And the thing that is very interesting about the All-Star nodes, it's incredibly easy to build. One of the, you know, so many things are very difficult to have all kinds of problems, but building All-Star nodes has got to be one of the easiest things you could possibly do. I think I could get the whole thing done in way less than a half hour, even taking the Raspberry Pi out of the box and putting it into the case with the heat sinks and everything. It's a real quick, easy job. Back over to you.
Well, good deal there, Joe. Somebody that finally agrees with me. I mean, they're pretty simple to make, and they're not that hard. There's plenty of YouTube videos out there that show you how to do the software if you don't really know how, but actually putting together the hardware is pretty simple. So you mentioned Star Trek and like a few others, and I forgot about the Enterprise. Yeah, that it picked up on television now, but there's also... Part which was streaming on whatever that one was, and there was a cartoon version with Janeway as the hologram. I can't remember the name of that one, so go ahead.
Yeah, that was great. By the way, many years ago, I built a Unix for a client. And the master password, the administrative password, was NCC 1701. So, good times, yeah. But Star Trek was fantastic, too. But there's a lot of truth to a lot of the things that they talk about. And, you know, like, you can really learn a lot from them. There's a lot of deep meaning to the things in Star Trek. Back over to you.
Well, if you think about it, a lot of the what they call technology is already starting to exist. Take the common tablet, you know, your Galaxy tablet or even your smartphone. Technically speaking, you've already got some of that hardware in your hand. So appreciate the chatting with you tonight there, Joe. You have a good evening, and we'll turn it back to Scott. KC5CZX.
All right. Well, Joe, thanks for checking in tonight, and we'll talk to you again soon. And, you know, it's fun talking about all the Star Trek stuff. I like that. So anyhow, this is Scott N7FGP in Jamestown, New York, and we have Dan via the text line into ZWR. Good evening, Dan. And my question for you tonight is, what is or what was your favorite television show? Dan, over to you.
Hey, Scott. Everybody on the net tonight. Thanks for running it. Vicky, thanks for doing the logging. I'm an old school when it comes to television shows. I go back to Twilight Zone, Alfred Hitchcock, Odd Couple. Those shows when I was a kid, I liked those the best. And Twilight Zone, I still watch to this day sometimes. And it still gets me sometimes, some of the episodes. Back to you, Scott.
Yeah, Dan, you know, I can relate to that. I watch those shows probably every day. At least have them on in the background while I'm messing around here in the shack. But Twilight Zone, I think, is on every night. So is, what was the other one? I just escaped my brain there. But a lot of those shows I can find, there's a TV service that I subscribe to called Friendly TV, and it has a lot of those channels that have all the classic TV shows on it, and so I watch that quite a bit. Oh, Twilight Zone. Yeah. That one's on every night, I'm sure. But, let's see, what was the other one you mentioned? I forgot already. Yeah, Dan, we're back here. I'm going to send you over to Mike K2CMT, but yeah, it was something coming through on IRLP, and I'm not sure what it was. So anyhow, I'm going to send you over to Mike K2CMT. Go ahead, Mike.
And Scott, before I move on to Dan, I think don't forget Outer Limits. Outer Limits was a pretty good one, too. Now, Dan, my question to you tonight is Virginia your home state?
Hey, Mike. Good to talk to you tonight. No, Virginia is not my home state. I consider my home state New York. I've been living in Virginia for about a year now, but New York I was born and raised there and lived there for 60 plus years. It'll always be my hometown.
Well, the second part of my question is, when you do think of your home state, what's the first positive thing that comes to mind?
Well, I lived up on Eastern Long Island on the North Fork, and one thing I loved was I was only a mile from the beach in the Long Island Sound, and spent a lot of time down on the beaches and swimming in the Long Island Sound, and then go a few miles to the south and you're on an ocean. So I would have to say between the wineries and the beaches.
Well, my wife would love to join you at the winery. That's
good evening.
For sure.
20.
Thank you for being with me.
Hours.
Let me hand you off to my buddy down there in Lubbock, Texas, Daryl, KC5TZX.
Good evening, Dan. KC5TZX, Daryl here in Lubbock. And how are you this evening? My question for you today is, have you ever built your own All-Star node or digital hotspot?
Hey, Daryl, we've spoken before. No, I have not, not yet. I do have, you did send me an email before it was published, the list of parts to build my own, but it's on my list, but I have not yet. I started out using Echolink, and I wasn't very happy with the audio. I bought a pre-built. I wanted to get up and running quickly, so I bought a pre-built node, but it's on my list to do. I'm a mechanical person, and I agree with you. You get the hands-on, and you get a good learning experience when you put those things together. So the short answer is no, I have not, but I do have your parts list, my friend.
Good deal, good deal. It's also now available on the East Coast Reflector. You can go to ecr.radio/KC5CZX. And I've added quite a few more parts to the list than just those three. I've added digital hotspots, PAs, cables, just about anything you might need to put yourself together, a small little setup there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just discovered it in the magazine. So, but I did get the parts list from you, and I'm sure I'll be reaching out to you when I put one together. If that's okay. I know you've helped other people in the past, but it is on my to-do. I'm going to get a new car, and I'd like to have a hotspot in the car. So, yeah, it's on my list.
Well, good deal. Good. Just got a new car myself, so I'm going to put a little hotspot in my car. I got a new little Honda, and I haven't figured out how I can put a mobile radio in there yet, but I will. So appreciate the conversation tonight, Dan. Turn it back to Scott, KC5CZX.
All right. Well, thank you, Dan. Thank you, Daryl. And, well, that's been our hour for tonight. So let me remind you who the coasters were tonight. There was, of course, myself and 7FGP. We had Mike, K2CMT, and we had Daryl, KC5CZX. And I want to thank Vicky, KE8VKY, for logging and kind of hanging out with us tonight. So again, thanks for joining us tonight for the QSO Quest Roundtable. We're now returning the reflector back to normal amateur radio use. 7-3, everyone, and have a great evening. This is Scott in 7FGP, and I'll be clear.
This is KK7FQZ. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to get in there, but you gentlemen have a great evening. This is KK7FQZ from Tolleson, Arizona.
Let's see, KK7, I didn't copy it down, but KK7FT, well, we've got time for another one. Let's see, I'm going to ask you a question real quick. What is or what was your favorite television show? Over to you.
Favorite television show, I grew up in a military family, so I'm going to say MASH. And I've watched them all probably 100 times, and I just liked every one of them. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, MASH is definitely a classic there. So so if you go to the ECR dot radio /quest, you can register for the Quest program, the QSO Quest program, and then just log in your contact with me tonight, and we'll give you a contact point working towards your first certificate for contact. So over to you there.
I've been on the East Coast Reflector before, and I get their email, and I just happened to turn over here and heard you guys chatting, and I thought I'd jump in and say hello. And, hey, I just, hello, 73 to everybody.
All right, Bubba, great talking to you tonight, and you have a great evening. This is Scott, N7FGP, and I'll be clear.
KK7,
hey,
FQG, and I'll be clear. Have a good evening.
Kilo Bravo 2 Whiskey Golf.
Whiskey Golf, I kind of doubled there. I didn't get your full call sign. Go ahead with your call sign.
Yeah, good evening, Scott. This is Kilo Bravo 2 Whiskey Golf Charles. Just to let you know, I've been listening for an hour. You brought back some memories. And I just, originally I'm from Long Island, but I'm always amazed on the amount of New Yorkers or Long Islanders that I meet and greet all over the place. It's amazing how many New Yorkers are have moved out of state. But anyway, I appreciate you. What you did tonight was very informative and pleasurable.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight there, Kevin. Yeah, you know, I'm just opposite. I moved from Oregon to New York, and I really do like it here. It reminds me a lot of Oregon. So I feel very much at home here, very comfortable here. So. Anyhow, Kevin, thanks for checking in and joining us tonight. And you have a great evening. This is Scott, N7FGP, and I'll be clear.
Thank you, Scott. Enjoy your evening. Yeah, I wouldn't have left the state unless it was for work. But anyway. Have a good evening, everybody. Kilo Bravo 2 Whiskey Golf Charles.
Do you want me on the reflector or on the on Zoom? Oh, hold on, hold on 1 second. Yeah, hold it. K2AP.
Node 27339 disconnected. Good evening, 22 hours clear, 79 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours clear, 73 degrees.